The Heidi, Will and Woody Catch-Up on Hit 92.9.
You can take this Heidi, Will and Woody Catch-Up to the North Pole if you like. But if you're looking for Santa, head to Santa's Magical Kingdom at Crown Pyramid. Starts December 2nd. Tickets from Ticketmaster.
In this catch-up, the Veronicas and Guy Sebastian come in for a chat and a case of mistaken identity.
The Heidi, Will and Woody Catch-Up on Hit 92.9.
It's a trip and I can bug out to it.
With Heidi Anderson, Will McMahon and Woody Whitelaw.
We have a massive announcement now on Hit 92.9 about that.
The most successful pop singer.
Can you hear me?
On the planet.
Just the guitar, okay, cool.
Outselling A-listers like Bieber, Beyonce, and Taylor Swift.
Finally, I can see you crystal clear.
Her music speaks across generations.
Let the sky fall.
She won Grammys.
And the Grammy
Best New Artist.
Record of the Year.
Golden Globes and an Oscar.
The best original song.
She's totally unique. A one-off. She is.
It's me, Adele. Oh, I can't even say that anymore.
The Australian leg of a world tour is finally on its way.
I have been bluffing this whole time, and I'm so relieved to finally tell you that I am, of course, coming on tour, and I can't wait to see all of you there. So see you all very, very soon.
And is guaranteed to sell out in seconds. That's where we come in.
Ready.
The one station famous for having the most tickets to all the must-see gigs is ready to fast-track your access to the concert event of 2017 to see Adele live and for free.
I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet.
Get ready to witness the one and only Adele live from the only station with enough tickets to help you jump the queue.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome Adele.
Hit 92.9.
Jeez, this is good.
What do you
First
say?
First time ever to Australia.
Old mate's already said everything in there. Yeah, so no. what do you say?
Well, actually,
that's good. All right, that's happening.
They didn't say that she was playing at Domain Stadium.
Oh, good.
Tuesday, February 28th.
Yeah.
Tickets go on sale Monday the 21st at 10 a.m. Australian Western Australian time. And you can get those through livenation.com.au. Or, Woody,
you can get them calling 131060 right now. We've got some bloody doubles. I don't know how many we've won.
For now.
We've got one double.
Right now.
For right now. And even that we're not quite sure about, but we're saying it. We're putting it out there. The secret, believe, achieve.
Yeah.
All right, 131060 now if you want. It's going to be an incredible concert because not only is she, like, does she have the pipes, she also does, like, comedy
She's
routines
funny.
And the songs and
She's
everything.
She's hilarious. And her voice. Oh.
The Heidi, Will and Woody Catch-Up on Hit 92.9.
Hides, Tim. Controversy has hit the Dockers already this year and the season hasn't even started. You might have just missed this in the news.
Dockers defender Michael Johnson is being accused of assault at a kebab shop in Leederville. A Bunbury teacher's come forward alleging he was hit by the AFL star as he filmed him with his pants around his ankles early on Sunday morning.
Wait, can you just confirm this for me? He had his pants around his ankles as he was punching someone whilst trying to eat a kebab.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive, isn't it? I mean, take the assault out of it. Well done, Michael Johnson. Like, that is versatile and doing a number of things.
The coordination is.
I know.
He's clearly had a good night.
Have we said allegedly yet?
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Great.
Allegedly.
I think there's actual proof on the camera, but you still got to say
video can lie, allegedly.
Allegedly. Now, anyway, what I want to know on 131060 is this happened in a kebab shop.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I know the kebab shop that this happened at. It's that kebab shop on the corner near Hippie Club.
Yes.
Oh, yep.
It obviously gets all of its business between the hours of 1 a.m. and 4 a.m. on a Sunday morning. This is when Michael Johnson's pulled his pants down and punched someone, allegedly. So I want to know on 131060, what happened in a kebab shop? Just a nice general question.
Oh,
anything that's happened. And like I said, I'm angling for those late night probably a little bit intoxicated stories where someone's done something a bit wild.
I've pulled a perfect split in a kebab shop once. I hit an oil patch on the tiles, and I went the full split.
Oh my, and I, like splits.
Yeah, yeah. I my legs perfectly parted, and bang, I hit the ground. It was amazing.
Did you get like a standing ovation?
Yeah, no, people came out with cards holding a 9.5 above their heads.
All right, 13, 10, 60. What happened in a kebab shop? Harry from Crawley, how you going?
Not too bad, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Harry. Yeah,
pretty good. Your mate did something in a kebab store?
Yeah, after night out, stock standard, kebab shop on the way home. He tripped over and fell through the kebab shop window.
Oh, wow. My Lord. He's okay, though?
Oh, he was absolutely fine, but kebab shop owner wasn't too happy.
Oh, he had to pay for it, obviously.
How many...
Yeah, he had to pay for it.
How many... how do I say it? How many frothies did he have at that point, Harry?
Very many.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, fair enough.
Did he ruin his kebab?
I don't know if this was before or after he got his kebab.
I was going to say, if you were holding your kebab and you leaned on the window, you would be angry.
Oh, you'd be shattered. Oh, but yeah, imagine falling through the window before you got your kebab.
Oh, yeah, even worse.
Yeah, I know. Because I think he tripped over a chair and just fell backwards and went through it.
I'd definitely... Would you be allowed to tuck into a kebab in the hospital van?
Surely.
That'd be nice.
Surely.
I think you need to keep your energies up, so maybe.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. I imagine most paramedics would say, quick, get a kebab in you first, and then we'll deal with the stitches.
Well, they say it soaks up all the alcohol.
Yeah, there you go. Feet.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Okay, every Tuesday, people hit us up on email, breakfast@929.com.au, if you have some advice or you need help, like this girl.
I eat way too much chocolate, and it's making me fat. My mum hates my boyfriend. My bridesmaid is stealing all my thunder.
Holler at Heidi.
So, Tim, this is where we help people. I'll read out an email and then people can call on 131060.
A bit like Dear Dolly back in the day.
Yes. Yeah.
Or Dolly
exactly
Doctor.
Like that. But
is that
Dolly
what it was?
Doctor was a bit.
So I was like, I've got a rash. You've got herpes, you know. Why do I smell down there? Is that normal?
Okay. Let me get this out, you two. Jeez Louise. Hey, Heidi. I was wondering if you guys would do a segment on brides dumping bridesmaids. I received this lovely message out of the blue and I feel completely blindsided. Hi, Rachel. With the wedding, I wanted to ask if you would mind stepping down from being a bridesmaid, please. I really don't mean to be hurtful, but I feel as though we have grown apart and aren't as close as we were when I asked you. We have barely seen each other this year. This is a really awkward thing to do, and I hope you can see where I'm coming from. I don't want to damage our friendship and would still love you to come to the wedding as a guest if you would like to. So that was the message that she got sent.
Yep.
So then she said, I honestly don't know what to think of this. I thought she was my best friend. What should I do? Like, how do I go to the wedding? Cheers, Rachel.
Do I go to the wedding?
Yeah, does she still go to the wedding? So she wants this. She wants her to be her guest still, but she's ditched her as being a bridesmaid.
Yeah, I'd still go. I mean, I don't think it's a good call from the wife. Like, if you've elected
the bride,
your bridesmaids, like, stick with your decision. It's not like America can send Donald Trump a letter now saying, like, oopsies, we don't actually want you as president anymore. Like, she's made the decision, that's it.
But you know what? Some people get engaged and then they ask them to be bridesmaid and then they don't get married for 2 years. And I know through times friendships do change and sometimes they're stronger, you know, at certain points in your life. I know for me, I've already thought about who my bridesmaids would be.
Of course. You've already got the squad, do you?
I've already got the place that I want to get married. I'm just waiting on the bloody ring.
Have you got the crappy dresses that they can wear so you can be the shining star of the day?
No, I'm going to let them wear what they want.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay.
But I think this girl has a right to kind of ask her, maybe, like, I don't want you to be a bridesmaid. But she could have at least given her a phone call. If her friendship meant that much, would you send her a text message?
Yeah, that's a bit. That seems a bit,
you know, wouldn't you ring her and just go, look, we're not really getting along at the moment.
Like, it's probably we haven't a face-to-face chat.
Yeah, that's a coffee.
Like,
yeah.
I really want you to be there, but these girls, I've got such a stronger friendship with them and I'd really love to spend the day with them.
Was there an event that, like, what happened? Like, was there, what
she
caused the
She
riff?
Didn't say. All she said was that
was
I really
cracking
don't mean
on
to be...
the hubby or something like that?
No, that's just juicy. But in saying that, Tim, on 131060, have you been dumped from the bridal party or maybe you have dumped someone from your bridal party? Maybe because a bridesmaid has cracked on to
your groom.
You know, we'd love to hear from you from a personal experience. I know we did a wedding down in Bunbury when I was working on the radio there on Hot FM.
Yeah.
And we gave away a $30,000 wedding or a $30 wedding.
Wow.
And so we had their hens parties and everything. at the hen's party, one of the girls got really, really drunk who was a bridesmaid and the bride was so embarrassed because it was all over the radio and everything like that. She actually asked her to stand down as bridesmaid for the wedding.
Off the team.
Yeah. And bitched. I was like, oh my God, we've got to talk about this. We weren't allowed to speak about it for the rest of the time, but it was quite...
But you're talking about it now.
Cop it, Bunbury.
In a bigger market where more people can hear.
5 years ago.
13... No wonder, no one forgets. We all know what you did.
131060, have you been dumped from a bridal party? Or maybe you've dumped someone from your bridal party. Give us a buzz.
Emma from Byford, this is happening for you right now.
Yeah, although I'm not planning on dumping anyone by text message. One of my good friends, my partner and I got engaged, 5 or 6 years ago. We've had massive moves and kids since. And one of the original bridesmaids, I just have completely lost contact with. I'd still love her to come to the wedding, but we've barely spoken in 2 or 3 years.
Is it worth that really awkward chat to dump her? Like, why don't you just let her be bridesmaid and you're just not that close with one of them?
Well, I don't know. Like, I've got other people that I want to also... There's other people that I now have really good friendships with, and it's not that I don't want her there. It's just I've got other people that will actually, like, there's been a couple of occasions where she's been invited to help me go find a dress and declined every single one of them.
So maybe, Emma, she actually doesn't feel comfortable being your bridesmaid, but she might feel awkward saying that to you. Look, you know, our friendship's gone, so maybe you just need to call her up and just go, you know, I'd love you to still come to the wedding, but I'm thinking, you know, I did ask you so long ago. Our friendship's kind of, you know, gone a different way at the moment, and I really want to put the money towards, you know, another bridesmaid.
Well, that's what I'm hoping.
I think you've just got to have it. Can you let us know how that conversation goes down?
Yeah, sure.
Keep us posted, Em.
Thanks,
good
Emma.
Luck, mate.
Let's go to Katie from Northbridge. Katie, you were dumped by your maid of honour?
Yes, I was.
Does she have the power to dump?
That's, I guess, what the maid of honour or chief bridesmaid has to do.
Yeah, is that a thing?
If the bride doesn't want to do it.
What was the situation?
Yeah. Well, basically, I was sitting at work one day and I got a text message from her saying that our lives are going in different direction, and, you know, I moved over from New Zealand like 2 years ago to sort of be a little bit closer, and our lives are going in different directions now, and she didn't want to be a part of my wedding anymore, basically.
Wait. So your maid of honour didn't want to be a part of your bridal
you're
the bride
party.
Okay, got you. How did you feel about that? Were you kind of feeling the same way, or
I was shocked. It was just like, it's not something you expect to receive from what you think is a really, really good friend, and you know, you're sitting there like, oh, you know, thinking everything's fine and dandy, and then all of a sudden, hey, no, it's not.
Like, I think friendships kind of have a normal course anyway. Like, I know some of my best friends I don't speak to very often at all. But then there's other just mates that I speak to more often. But they're my best friends for a reason. Yeah. You know, we've got history together. They're the ones that I want standing by my side when I get married.
Mm. Yeah, like, I've all my bridesmaids are now back in Christchurch. So, and I'm here in Perth, so.
and so, the wedding's here in Perth?
No, back over there. Okay.
Have you got a new maid of honour?
No maid of honour. They're just going to be all in charge now.
Okay.
Thanks, Katie. Thanks for the call. We got Louis here from Armadale. Hey, Louis. Louis?
Hey.
Is it Lily? Lily.
Lily.
Okay. Lily, you had to dump a bridesmaid?
Yes. Actually, she was my maid of honour.
And what happened? Why did you have to get rid of her?
I don't know. I knew for a while that she actually had feelings for my husband-to-be.
Nice.
And then I just went out and just asked her and just said, like, look, I know what's going on. I know how you feel for him. Ooh. And I can't have that at my wedding.
And
what'd she say? How did she respond to that conversation?
How did she respond to that?
Yeah.
Obviously, she was like, oh, don't be stupid. Like, of course not. But, you know, everyone knew how she felt about him.
And how did he feel?
Obviously, he felt amazing. I don't know.
he loved it. He was like, line him up, baby.
I've been through the bridal party. High five, honey.
So you ended up marrying him, though, and you're not friends with her?
Well, we're still friends, okay? We got married, but we're currently divorcing, but they are together now.
Oh! Full circle!
Lily! And so, oh my, how did that happen?
I, you know, I don't know. It just happened, I guess.
So you're okay with it? You sound like you're okay with it, or are you still in shock?
It shocked me at first, but this is the second time they've actually gone into a relationship together.
They were together before you and him?
No. So when we actually separated, he got with her for about a month, and now they're together again after they split
when,
for a little while.
When they get married, are you going to be part of her bridal party?
Definitely not.
Oh, my God. Lily, you've just blown me away.
That's good stuff.
Drama life.
Oh, well, thank you so much for sharing. I think Rachel has nothing to worry about.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
It's Tim filling in for Will. Listen, they were meant to be here, but I think they've got caught up at Muzz Buzz at the moment in Vic Park. So the Veronicas, keep it on Hit 92.9. They will be on soon talking about their love of Ruby Rose.
Yeah, well, that song was apparently written about the love between Jess and Ruby. So
you can just imagine them. Anyway, quick update.
Woody. Yeah.
What is the music video? Because apparently she's in the music video.
So Ruby Rose directed it. It's about their love. So
is she
Jess,
in it though?
So Jess and Ruby hooked up in 2008 and then they broke up and they've stayed connected but not together. And then, anyway, so apparently it's about their love story.
Well, I'll be watching that one during the news. But before we get to that, this morning our producer Jack ate a garlic.
That is not an apple. That is producer Jack just biting into a clove of garlic.
It's so fluffy.
Now, there was a reason why we did it, Jack. The studies have come out saying that men will smell more appealing to females if they eat garlic. So we're doing everyone in Perth a favour by testing this out on you, Jack. Can you lift an armpit? Get in there.
Okay, so I originally smelled your armpit at, 6:30 this morning?
And it was pretty bad, wasn't it?
Smells exactly the same.
Still smells like Lynx Africa.
Yep. I think what you were supposed to do is not put deodorant on.
Well,
like
didn't
this morning. No, I know, but that's why I think.
Jack,
should I smell
outside?
His neck?
Smell his neck.
Oh, my God.
Actually,
there's
better?
Garlic coming out his neck. Pause.
Is that good, though? Or is that...
I don't think that's a good thing.
I think go and do some jumping jacks for the next half an hour.
Yeah.
Okay?
Jack, and then
I want you wet with sweat.
Oh.
And then we'll do another sniff test.
Okay. Okay.
Get out there, now.
Jump, Jack.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
But right now... Come on.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome... our next guest. This duo are 4x platinum ARIA recording artists.
And
they've got a new album out. Originally from Brisbane, they've spent a lot of time in the States honing their craft.
Oh, one of them's recently been bitten by the love bug over there.
Please welcome the twin powerhouse of pop, the Veronicas.
Yes, Jess and Lisa, hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey, babe.
How are you both?
Oh, really good. That introduction was so cool.
Yes. All right, let's get straight to it. Jess, you're in love with Ruby Rose. That's what the whole song's about on your side. I know it's been all over the place, and I'm sure that's all you girls have been talking about. We just saw your photo on Instagram with Ruby and the big teddy bear. Was that you, Jess? Oh, no, was that you, Lisa, in the background?
Yes, that's me third wheeling really hard. I am actually dressed up as the teddy bear.
Wow, that's kinky. That is wow.
To capture a different fan base demographic. We were thinking the plushies were one that we hadn't really delved into before. So yeah, we're really going for that.
Well done,
it's
Lisa.
Thank
you.
I think it's working. Is that a candid shot of you and Rube? You know, just a little afternoon nap, or was this a posed photo?
It was a setup from the music video. So we've actually just filmed this in New Zealand with her. It's premiering this week, which we're very excited about. But she's written and directed and obviously starring in this music video for On Your Side. We're so excited about it.
Oh, fantastic. Hey, guys, I this just fell on my desk, the Maxim Hottest 100 magazine. I'm not sure if you guys knew this, but you guys actually got number 9 on the Maxim Hottest 100. And on that day, I speculated...
What does that mean? Like, what does that mean to you?
I don't know. You'd have to bring it up with Maxim. But it's a...
I was going to say hotter than Ruby, but not as hot as Bindi.
Yes. No, yeah, Bindi.
Well, Bindi came in at 8, didn't she?
We're a bendy ruby sandwich, Lucy. It's pretty good, honestly. And a good old, I think Margot Robbie's up there too. She's a smoking hot babe.
Yeah.
I just think it's hilarious that on some level, people think that we're hotter than Ruby Rose, which we're not. So, you know, we're well aware we're not, but... Yeah.
Hey, take what you're given, guys. Don't be so modest. Yeah. But I was wondering, do you guys get frustrated that, you know, both of you get rated as number nine? Like, they don't split the two of you?
Oh, look, no, there'd be some... One, we really couldn't care less about, you know, where we're rated as far as looks goes.
Sure.
But, you know, it's nice to be together because, look, if Jess was number one and I was number 101, I might be a little cut.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah.
So, girls, let's talk about your music on your side. We're loving the song. We're loving playing it. So did you girls come up with the song, you wrote it, and then did you approach Ruby, or how did it all come about?
So we wrote the song a few months ago, and we were in London recently, and Ruby was there, and she wanted to just hear some songs from the album. We've been friends for 8 years, so
yeah.
She came over. We played her some demos, and that song in particular... she really connected with, and we told her it was our next single. And so when we were talking about the music video, we asked if she'd want to be creatively involved because she loved it so much.
Yeah.
And so she's written and directed this short film for the video.
Wow.
And she's in it, and she's in it. So yeah, it's out this week, and it's pretty powerful.
So Jess, when she connected with the song, is that when you connected with
her
again?
So we reconnected when we were filming. So
ooh.
this music video is about a love story between two characters, and it's, you know, the characters are played by Ruby and myself.
Uh-huh.
And it's quite a tumultuous relationship uh-huh. that this is about. And so, yeah, just being able to spend time in each other's energy again was so incredible. And, yeah, it took us both by surprise, and we're just really, really happy, and I'm absolutely thrilled. She's so incredible.
And Lisa, were you okay with this? Was there any feeling of, I'm a third wheel on set, or were you okay?
No. Obviously, having been, you know, best friends with Ruby for a long time, I always knew that there was chemistry there, mm-hmm. and, you know, I'm just happy that my beautiful twinnie's happy.
You better watch out, Jess, because I know that Ruby is in the mood to settle down, so there could be an engagement ring.
How do you know that, babe? I didn't know that. You're inside gossip.
Oh, Tim, just making crap up. Hey, try to get a scoop, girls.
We played.
Like, give us the gossip. Who you've been talking to?
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
Tim, Hides.
Woods.
I got arrested yesterday.
What for?
Yeah.
You didn't know.
I promise you, I got arrested yesterday.
I don't know if I believe anything that you say sometimes.
That's fair enough.
Because you make up a lot of crap.
Due to my long history of lying.
Yeah, no, I'm flat out a compulsive liar, but this is genuine this time.
Okay, what happened?
I was walking to Kings Park, through Kings Park yesterday, just had my headphones in, just minding my own business.
Playing some Pokemon Go up there.
Absolutely, of course I was. I caught a Pikachu. Anyway, I'm walking along and I hear this, woo, police pulled up right next to me where I was walking.
Yeah.
And I sort of like, you know, you get really nervous when police cars are around you. Like, even
you always
see
think that you're being dodgy even though you're not.
Exactly right.
Like, so I always think I'm speeding when I'm not.
Did I take that thing out of my pocket that wasn't meant to be in there? And,
yeah.
What?
Yeah. Anyway, I keep walking and sort of ignore them, and I'm like, I turn my music up a little bit and go, no, you're in your own world, Woody. It's fine. I keep walking, and then they start yelling at me, and I was going, what the hell is going on? I turn around, they're going, excuse me, sir, stop where you're going. Stop where you're walking, sir. Empty your pockets now. Get on the ground and empty your pockets. And I'm going, what the hell is going on? And I jaywalked about 5 minutes ago. So I was like, this seems a bit intense for jaywalking, but I'm going to do what they say. So I'm down on my knees. I'm taking out everything in my pocket, sitting there going like, all right, what's going on? They take my wallet and look at my ID and check my name and stuff. And then they look me up and down. They say, what have you been doing in the last half an hour? And I was like, I've just been walking. And they were like, okay, we believe you. We are looking for a criminal on the run right now with blonde dreadlocks and blue shorts. And that is like exactly what I was wearing.
Is it the guy that works at Matisse?
Probably.
Who looks exactly like you?
Yeah, sorry, they did say to call police. It's the dude at Matisse if you're looking for him. He's not far away.
So you didn't get arrested, but you got...
That's been arrested. I was on my knees.
Take it on your knees. I think you've got to be taken to the police station and like locked in handcuffs and stuff to be arrested, don't
okay.
you?
Okay. I was lying again. I didn't really get arrested.
That's but pretty crazy.
I thought I could ask on 131060. Clearly, I had the exact identity or the exact look
yeah.
of a criminal and therefore almost was arrested.
Yeah. Shifty eyes and all.
I do look dodgy, don't I? I've obviously got, I'm a bit of a bad boy. Like, I've obviously got a tattoo as well.
That is like what girl's tattoo was.
It's not a girl's tattoo.
That's a girl's tattoo.
I'm clearly a bad-looking guy. Like, wrong side of the tracks.
No, you do look a little bit like you don't have a job, a bit hobo. Okay.
Maybe when the Oakleys go on, I can totally see it.
Yeah, thank you.
No, like, you look like a bit like, oh, I'm just going to chill down the beach today.
Anyway, 131060. I want to know if you have ever been mistakenly identified as a criminal. So you just fit the exact description. So maybe you were like, you looked at a picture and I was like, oh my God, I'm on Crime Stoppers because it looked so much like you.
Yeah.
131060, have you been wrongly identified as a criminal on the run? I got Melinda here from Alkimos. How you going, Melinda?
Good, thank you.
You've been wrongly identified as a criminal?
Not myself, but my husband was.
Yeah. What happened?
It was a few years ago now. We had decided to take an overseas holiday.
Yeah.
And he didn't have a passport at that stage, so we had to go through the whole process to get that sorted out. Mm-hmm. And look, a few weeks went on, we still hadn't received his passport back, and we were wondering what was going on. And then out of nowhere, he gets a phone call, and it was someone fairly high up from the Australian Federal Police Whoa. Saying that they needed to arrange a meeting with him. Now, my husband's got a few mates that are jokers, so he thought it was one of them playing a bit of a trick and yeah. Had a few choice words for the poor old policeman on the phone. The meeting was arranged. He was to meet a couple of weeks later at a fairly open place. When he told me about this, I was going, look, if you've got something to tell me here, now's the time. Yeah. No, I haven't done anything wrong. I was like, no, but seriously. If there is something I need to know, tell me now.
Yeah.
No, I haven't done anything wrong. Even he was a bit confused.
Yeah.
He went to this meeting point and the whole block was surrounded off by police cars.
Wow.
And once he arrived, they had quite a bit of information on my husband. They had pictures. They had to profile him to see what he looked like versus the picture from his passport because they thought he was a criminal who was trying to escape the country, I believe, quite... a higher drug trafficker.
Oh, my Lord.
Does your yeah. husband look like Fat Tony, Tony Mockbell?
Maybe. I didn't see the picture. But to the police's credit, my husband did say the picture of himself for his passport did really quite resemble this bloke. So they just told him to go and have a shave and get a new passport taken.
Yeah, you can't get away with anything.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Melinda. How exciting. Ali from Yanjabub, how are you going?
Not too bad in yourself.
Yeah, pretty good. You've been wrongly identified as a criminal?
It was actually my husband.
Yeah, yeah, okay, what happened?
Yeah, so he's Jamaican and he was riding home from work on his bicycle.
Yeah.
And he was arrested for fitting the description for being dark-skinned with dreadlocks.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously in Jamaica, that's pretty common.
Of course.
So he was locked up for 3 weeks.
Oh, and it wasn't him that did the crime?
No.
What was...
It was thrown out of court after about 3 times of him saying that he was innocent.
What was the suspected crime, Ali?
Armed robbery.
Struth.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So he could have gone away for a long time for something that he didn't do.
Yes. But there was no evidence. There was nothing. It was just that he was dark-skinned with dreadlocks.
Do you believe your husband, Ali?
Of course I do.
Ooh, I don't know.
Yes, I know. I definitely know that.
I reckon he did it. I don't know, Ali. No, I'm just kidding. Thanks for the call. We got Paul here from Beaconsfield. How you going, Paul?
Yeah, not bad, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, pretty good. Wrongly identified as a criminal, mate?
Yeah, so basically one morning I was at the gym, finished the gym, felt like Nando's, and went past and it was closed. And as obviously I was a bit pissed off, so I sped off a bit out of the car park.
Yeah.
As I was doing so, there was cops behind me, but they didn't pull me over straight away. You know, I kept going.
Ooh.
They were still following me. So as I knew I didn't do anything wrong, I stopped and I was watching them for a minute. They were still staring at me, so I called them over. And when they come over to me, they got out of the car, told me to put my hands on the boot, on my boot.
Whoa.
They patted me down and then they handcuffed me and put me on the curb. As that happened, there was about 3 other cop cars rocked up and a bunch of police. I was being watched by 2 as they were going through my car. and was searching for something.
Yeah.
I even saw a police helicopter in the air.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And in the end, after about 20 minutes of me just, like, sitting there not knowing what the hell's going on, they told me they were looking for a bloke who just robbed the shop in the area, and they thought it was me because I was, you know, sped off a bit.
Jeez.
They get a helicopter for, like, a little robbery.
Well, so if it, then there was a pursuit, I think, maybe?
A bit over the top.
I don't actually know how bad the robbery was. They wouldn't, you know, tell me much information. They just, that's all they gave me.
Yeah, well, okay, they got the wrong guy.
But they didn't find your duffel bag full of cash in the bag, did they?
No,
mate. Sweet. All right.
Yeah, sure, well, boy.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Look who's called into 13 10 60.
This bloke's got a stack of hits. Can we all just get out of here? Okay, yes, it was a quick whip through. But far quicker than last time we let him introduce himself.
G'day, it's Guy Sebastian. G'day, it's Guy
Oh, jeez.
There'll be no clearing the throat today, Mr. Sebastian. All right, on you go.
Yes.
Is that you clearing your throat there, Guy?
It was. Good morning, how are you?
Good,
hey, Guy, we're good, mate. Congratulations on this new single, Set in Stone, currently number 3 on iTunes.
Is it? I haven't checked. It's been fluctuating a bit. It came in last week. I think it was 14, and then I performed it on X Factor, and it jumped up to 1 gold. It's the only reason I do the show, just to flog my own stuff.
Hey, Guy, you did perform. I didn't actually know that you played the piano.
Oh, yeah, I've played the piano for a long time. You know when I learned the piano was when I was at uni. To get some extra cash, I started singing teaching.
Oh.
But I've never actually had a music lesson. Like, I've never had a singing lesson or a keyboard lesson or whatever. And I remember, as a singing teacher, you got to take them through scales. So you're going, you know, la, 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 and you'd swing it on the piano. So I had to kind of, like, quickly teach myself piano so that I could teach singing. And then I kind of just went to town with it.
Yeah. You just had to quickly learn it, you impressive man.
Honestly, I've spent my life just pretending.
Guy, you know, I was getting ready for this interview today and I thought, you know what I'm going to do just to get myself in the mood? I'm going to play Guy Sebastian's Australian Idol audition, and I went back and watched that this morning to see how much you've changed. How long since you've listened to it? Because I've got a little a piece of it here.
It's been a long time. I don't think I've ever watched it, to be honest.
Really? There's nearly 1 million people that have watched it on YouTube.
Really? Actually, someone said to me yesterday, they went back, who was it? I think it was Jules, actually. She said, you know, I've never seen your audition until the other day. It came up on YouTube and I actually watched it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, geez, I've changed a lot since then.
What did Jules think of old Guy, Afro Guy?
And the outfit, I'm sure she would have had something to say about.
Well, we were kind of together still back then. So Jules and I were together for a couple of years. Then she broke up with me, actually, and then we sort of got back together but didn't, and then Idol happened. And we were kind of in this limbo sort of thing, and then I kind of called it quits. I was like, look, I've moved to Sydney. I need to just clear my head for a bit and get with heaps of other chicks.
Well done.
No, I'm joking. That was a joke.
Actually, sorry, Guy. You had that rumour, didn't you, Guy, during that down period that you went on a date with Delta Goodrum, I believe?
No, we were kind of like dating. Like, it was sort of weird. We weren't really dating. I think we were more just kind of mates that just were kind of dating, you know. Sort of, you know, just, we had a bit of a passion and hung out. But I don't know. I don't think we ever crossed over into, like, it being super romantic or anything.
Yeah.
I don't think we ever went there. You know when you think it's going to happen and then you just... maybe we should just hang as mates and keep being mates. And now we're really good friends still, so that's good. I'm glad we didn't go, you know, like the full hog, you know, trying to meet each other or something.
Oh, Guy, do you know what? That's what I love about you, and I think that's why Australia loves you. You're so open and honest in any chat you have, and I know Jules has been on this show as well. I don't remember if we told you this last time, but she told us that you get Botox under your armpits to stop you sweating.
She didn't actually say that.
She really let on like you were, though.
Yeah, that's right.
You wouldn't have seen it on radio, but she was winking at us. And
No, she was. No, look, I'm very honest. I have actually tried Botox under my arms. I've never had it anywhere else, like in my face or anything. Not that I care if people do, because I'm sure I know heaps of people that, you know, have Botox in their face or whatever. But a friend of mine suggested it. She was like, oh, if you don't ever want to sweat, like on TV and on stage and all that sort of stuff, my friend has these injections and just give it a crack. And I gave it a crack, and to be honest, it was actually unbelievable. I didn't sweat for like 9 months or something. Yeah, so if there's people listening and they've tried everything, like I recommended it. I've recommended it to heaps of friends, especially in the industry and, you know, people who are on stage and stuff. And cause I've just got a thing with sweat. Like, I hate when I see big, like, disgusting sweat marks when people raise their arms. So I was like, I never want to be one of those people that have, like, you know, really gross sweat marks. And I'm like, hey, everybody, welcome to my show. And then it's like, ew.
I get sweat patches on my bum, so I reckon I might get a bit of Botox in the bum. A couple of shots in the bum.
Guy, I'm actually off to get my Botox this afternoon at 2:30. So there you go. Guy, we love you. Yeah, I am. We love your stuff. We didn't really get to chat about your song.
Where are you getting that done?
I can't remember what it's called. Media Aesthetics, I think, on Hay Street.
Mm-hmm. No, we're on your body.
Oh!
don't just name drop Ando.
That's what I was going to say. Are you planning on...
your face or under your arm?
Oh, no, I'm getting it on my forehead.
Oh, nice.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Earlier this morning, producer Jack ate a garlic.
Oh! That is not an apple. That is producer Jack just biting into a clove of garlic.
It's proof buffy.
Hey, he did it because apparently eating garlic makes your smell more appealing to females. We did a sniff check at 7:30. It was a fail. Have you been doing jumping jacks?
Yeah, and I can feel it taking effect now. Like, my tongue has officially gone numb, and I feel like that's going to happen to all my sweat glands and everything like that, so I can see how it'll work.
All right.
Science.
Yeah.
Being the female in the studio, I am the one that has to sniff you, so this is the third time
lucky
today.
Get in there, Ando.
So lucky. Oh, he just lifts up his arm.
Into the small of his neck.
Smells the same.
Joking.
That's real.
I did this for nothing.
It is almost like an article about health on the internet was misleading and didn't contain correct information. Who would have thunk it? Hey, next, Ty's about to take over 100% old school.
Yeah. Yep.
Gonna go on Hit 92.9.
Yeah, Tim, thanks for filling in for Will today. Yep.
Thanks for Will's chronic illness.
Yeah.
I get the breakfast show salary for this morning, don't I?
Absolutely.
I get mad coin.
Yeah, it's nice. Huge.
It's huge.
Yeah,
cool.
That's all from this Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up. Don't miss the next one. And don't miss Santa's Magical Kingdom at Crown Pyramid. Starts December 2nd. Tickets from Ticketmaster.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.